Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
We are back, my friends, at the end of the week. It's great to have you with us. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. It's got to be politics. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am. So, man, lots of interesting things going on. The the legislative session starts in just a little over a week. And there are six new taxes that are on the schedule that the Democrats want to pass that are going to impact your life. That's a story that is on my plate today. I'll tell you what they are. They're on Oregon Catalyst. Also, there's a story about what's going to happen at the beginning of the legislature in week number one. By the way, on my birthday, February 7th, is the day they introduce and hold a hearing on this another unconstitutional gun storage bill. And then there's lots of chatter about how this thing is going to play out. Obviously, the big question is, are Republicans going to walk out again to stop the cap and tax bill? Well, the Democrats have all kinds of little games they can play to make that hard to do. Okay, one of them is using the Ways and Means Committee. Now, I used to sit on Ways and Means Committee when I served in the Oregon House of Representatives. And it's a time-honored tactic is to use the Ways and Means Committee as a way of coercing you. Buying you off is another way to look at it. So we're going to talk about all of that today. Of course, today is the big vote in the U.S. Senate on the Donald Trump impeachment trial, which Nancy Pelosi says isn't a trial. And if he's acquitted, of course, it doesn't matter because there was no trial. Everything we've just seen, that there was no trial there. Nobody presented any evidence. Oh, they did, didn't they? Well, so, you know, I continue. I don't know how you feel about this, but this is my point. I think it still is basically more important to stand for the Constitution and the rule of law. The Senate does not create impeachment. That is the sole responsibility of the House. It is the sole responsibility of the House to come and to prove their case, to prosecute their case. The Senate's sole responsibility in the Constitution is to conduct a trial. You know, and I have to tell you, just some of the, I'm stunned by Adam Schiff continuing to lie. I mean, if you haven't seen it, he made up this another conversation like he did with Donald Trump the first time, right? He did it again. Now, it's done differently, but it's still the same effect. It's a supposed conversation. It is ludicrous. And now he's promising just a week for witnesses. Well, today's going to be the big vote on witnesses. I think, again, if the witness thing is done the right way, it's okay. But the fact that they want it so bad tells me something, doesn't it, you? It tells me that they have some other bombshell they want to drop. Now, I believe that, I mean, this is typically, this is right out of their playbook, right? This is the Kavanaugh treatment. It goes clear back to Clarence Thomas. You bring in Anita Hill at the end of the hearings, and you screw everything up. You blow it all up. Well, they did that with Kavanaugh. And they've been doing it with Trump all along. They did it with Lev Parnas the other day. They did it with Rudy Giuliani. And they're going to continue to do this stuff. They did it with John Bolton. My prediction to you is watch it today, because today I think they try. It's pretty obvious that Mitch McConnell's got the votes to say no witnesses. Now let's just vote to either convict or acquit. I think today they will drop some of the bombshell that they have been holding in reserve. Now, you and I both know that all of this Trump impeachment business has been a very highly coordinated and I think well executed. I have to give them some credit here. I think all of this has been very well executed and it's been very well thought out. Which is why, and I'm so disappointed in John Roberts. I shouldn't be, because he is a creation of the swamp. I know that. But his not allowing the name, not allowing Senator Rand Paul's question to even be read. Now, I agree with Mark Levin. I don't think that's his role. It's not his role to determine what is and what isn't. And if there is a tie vote on this question of impeachment witnesses today, I don't believe constitutionally it's his role to break the tie. You know, as it was with us in the Oregon legislature, you know, when a vote was a tie, it was whether it was in the House or it was in the Senate, when it is a tie, it fails because you do not receive the constitutional majority. I believe there is no constitutional authority. Now, if John Roberts says there is, I think Republicans have to demand an immediate stoppage of the trial and they have to sue to put it in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Let the Supreme Court decide. John Roberts does not, under the Constitution, has no authority to break any tie here. He is not the president of the Senate the way the vice president is. Of course, the vice president can't do it for the obvious issues of conflict of interest. However, what I find interesting is that the president's defense counsel team has not brought up the other conflict of interest. Seven members that are sitting as trial jurors are going to be voting. Four of them currently voting against not allowing their opponent to proceed in a presidential election. That is a conflict of interest. The president's counsel has not brought that up. At least if the president's counsel has, I have not heard it, and I've not heard anything about it. If they did, it's wrong. They need to not be allowed to vote. Because that's a clear conflict of interest. It's every bit as, in fact, it's even worse than what they're accusing Trump of doing. At any rate, friends, it's going to be interesting to watch. I predict to you today that whatever they've been holding in their back pocket during the witness phase, because they want to drag this out, you know that. Whatever that thing is that they've been holding in their back pocket for next week, if they can drag it into next week, my prediction is today they are going to drop it today. Because I think they know they're going to lose this vote on witnesses. They have to, friends. They have to continue to show to their radical, far-left, regressive, totalitarian base that they're continuing to fight against the tyrannical Donald Trump. The monarch maker. Laughable if there ever was. Speaking of monarchy, right now on Fox is showing it's Brexit Day. Yep. This is the day that Britain leaves the EU. I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for Britain. Certainly a good thing for American trade with England. Because now we get to sign our own trade deal with England. That's a good thing. Don't you think? 503-589-1220. It is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. This is Freedom Friday, where I give you the freedom as the listener to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. It doesn't happen to be what's on my plate. It's whatever you want to talk about. Maybe you want to talk about your fear of coronavirus, that maybe it is a virus that apparently, I have been told, haven't verified this, but I've been told that it was quote-unquote patented by the Center for Disease Control in 2007? Now the conspiracy theory side of me would say, well, if that's true, and it's just now being mysteriously just showing up and released, was that done on purpose? Especially if it was coming from China. Now, that's interesting. Now, think about that for a moment. If it comes from China, which it apparently is, who does that benefit? Well, let's see. We just entered a trade deal with China. China's economy is already going down. This is really going to hurt their economy. That doesn't help them be able to fulfill their commitment to the president as part of this trade deal and buying all these American agricultural products, does it? Or the converse of that, let me throw this out to you. This is a wild conspiracy theory that I have heard. Maybe, just maybe, maybe this hurts them even further so that now they have to come to the table for phase two of the trade negotiations with Trump to get rid of not only the remaining tariffs, but now they have to force to negotiate on the remaining issues with Trump. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Let's talk to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. How are you, friend?
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Art.
Happy Friday.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Jeff?
Oh, well.
Can you hear
so
me?
So producer Phil, let's try that again. Art, are you there? Okay, there you go. You're very, very faint, Art. I can barely hear you.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and call back in on my other line, and maybe it'll help.
Okay. Well, no. Now you're back. Now you're back. Now you're loud.
Okay, good. You know, Ron talked about California yesterday, and I think everything...
You know what? You're fading it out really bad. Why don't you call on the other line and on the other side of the break, Art, and I'll take you then. This segment of the show has been brought to you by our friends Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial right next to Safeway. You know what? They sell CannaShield CBD products, tinctures that I use under my tongue, and also creams that can, you know, I rub on my sore muscles. And I'm telling you, folks, this stuff works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. CannaShield is their brand, and it comes only from Oregon. And it's everything, there's everything in it that they say it is because it's independently tested and verified that it is. Check them out online at vimsalem.com, vimsalem.com. Back in a moment, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? And six new taxes that the Democrats want to pass this February session. All of that, your phone call when you come back. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? It's easy. Pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220 or send me an email to jeff at 1220.am and I'll do my darndest to read it on the air. But do send it before the end of the show so I can actually read it on the air and see it. please don't wait to the very end. Some of you do, and it makes it hard to read. And some of you got some great emails, too, by the way. I mean, I appreciate all of the emails I get from you, but some of them are really good. And unfortunately, they don't come in until the end of the show. Friends, Diamond Royalty Rides can help you help yourself. Huh? Yeah, you know what that means? You know, do yourself a favor. Make somebody feel really special. Because that person will appreciate it. Especially if it's like a love, you know, like an anniversary or a very special date. Oh, like, I don't know, like maybe you're going to pop the question or something. Well, they have limousines. They're a great Salem company. You can check them out on the web, diamondroyaltyrides.com. Diamondroyaltyrides.com. You know, there's nothing makes you feel more special than riding around in a limousine, friends. It's that feeling you kind of feel when you fly first class. Well, why don't you drive first class? DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Check it out. All right, let's go to Art. Art, are you on a better line now?
Am I sounding better?
Yeah, you still sound kind of distant.
Jeff?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you. There must be something wrong with your line today. Jeff?
All right. So I think it's your line, but because I don't seem to have this problem with other callers. I seem to have it with you.
God, I don't know.
All right. What's on your mind today, brother? It's Freedom Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go. Ron said a lot of good things yesterday. And he was exactly right. But Oregon is California now, and we're going to even get worse because our standard of living, our the money that we spend, doesn't go as far, et cetera, et cetera. But to make a long story short, Jeff, okay, our state government is corrupt. From the top down, our attorney general's office, our governor's office, we don't have a very good secretary of state, and, they ignore laws, they don't defend our rights, and so we have to show up and stop the corruption. It's our responsibility. So I want, I just wanted to get on the phone and say February 6th is going to be a defining moment for Oregon. If we all show up and show these, and I'll say the word corrupt people, that we're tired of the corruption, we're tired of being taken advantage of, and fight all the way through this crazy legislation session that they have, which they're going to cram everything negative to us that they possibly can, then we deserve what we get. So show up next week on the 6th and yell at the top of your lungs and let Kate Brown, our corrupt Attorney General's office, and the corrupt state agencies that we got, believe me, I know I'm involved with the Oregon Commission Blind all the time. Anyways, we got to get there, Jeff, and we got to keep sending that message and support our senators to walk out.
You are so right. Art, thanks, brother. Appreciate it very much. He's right on the money, folks. Look, it's up to us. I mean, it just is. You know, if, again, I go back to just a change of 3,000 votes in the last election in Oregon, the legislature would look different. You would not have Democrat supermajorities that can raise taxes. Like the six taxes that they are proposing. You can see this on OregonCatalyst.com or OregonWatchdog.com. Go to either one. There's six new taxes on your home, your car, your gasoline. These are tax increases that now are known are going to be introduced in the February short session. A 20% hotel tax increase. A car sales tax increase. Oh, yeah. No, this is why, friends, when they say that the tax is just going to be low, this is what's so bad about the pyramiding business sales tax. They're going to raise the rate. Well, because they're doing that right now with the second one. It's House Bill 4150. When it raises the new motor vehicle sales tax by an unknown amount and imposes a new 1% tax on electric bills. Your electric bill. To do what? So that you can subsidize Teslas. You know those electric cars that rich people buy? There's a new home sales tax. This is this real estate transfer tax, which, by the way, as we talked about, is unconstitutional. Well, this is a proposed constitutional change that we would get to vote on. This is what Kate wants. A new construction tax. House Bill 4084 imposes a new tax, a statewide system development charge on construction of apartments, or if you add units to your existing apartments located in rural areas, to provide subsidies for state-defined, whatever the state defines as affordable housing. More love from the Portlanders to us rural folks. How about this? You know, you should be taxed on your mattresses. Yep, there's a mattress bed tax. And, of course, the carbon tax. All of this, folks, is going to increase your cost of living. And who's going to vote for this stuff? Democrats, not Republicans. Another reason for Republicans to walk out. 6:30 in the morning, it's Freedom Friday. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday, which means I, as your very humble radio talk show host, give you the freedom to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Speaking of freedom, one of our new sponsors is Freedom Heating and Air. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net is their website. You know what? These folks have been in business here in Salem for 40 years. And it's like I said yesterday, you know, you don't survive the ups and downs of economies that we've had, some good, great times like right now and some tough times. You don't survive that unless you do a really good job of taking care of your customers. They've been in business 40 years here. You know, one of their mottos is freedom from cold nights, hot days, and high utility bills. They can help you get all of that straightened out. By the way, sounds like we're going to get maybe some snow here on Sunday evening. So you know what? If the old heat pump or furnace is acting up, maybe you ought to call them. Check them out on the web, Freedom and Heating, freedomheatingandair.net, or they have a Facebook page too, Freedom Heating and Air. Speaking of emails, got a great email from Betty. It's about global education. It was rejected by Governor Attia back in the 80s, but later slid through the Oregon legislature like a dose of salt under Goldschmidt. Under a paragraph she writes of 41291, it's a legislative action letter that she wrote called A Battle Called Freedom. My friend Debbie Bailey quoted Dr. Pierce, a noted Harvard educator, who said this, get this, every child in America that enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with allegiance towards our elected officials, towards our founding fathers, toward our institutions, toward the preservation of this form of government. We have patriotism, nationalism, sovereignty, all that proves that children are sick because the truly well individual is the one who has rejected all these things and is what I would call a true international child of the future, unquote. Betty goes on saying, now you know why House Speaker Vera Katz at the time and her tax-exempt Carnegie Foundation wanted the children at age 5 and why her educational reform bill back then was put on the fast track and passed by a vote of 55-5. Her proposal would have ended traditional education at the 10th grade when certain when students proved they'd mastered certificates of mastery and all of that stoked. All of that failed miserably, by the way. And when I served in the legislature, we got rid of it because it was a complete and total failure. Thanks, Betty. Dwight sent me an email about the $100 million plus that Michael Bloomberg has already spent attacking Trump. And who, by the way, I guess has some ads for the Super Bowl. And then I got a great email that I'm going to read to you after I talk to Bruce here in a moment. It is from our unnamed state employee. And it starts off with believing the regressive totalitarian Marxist lies. We'll get into that in a moment. It is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. Or emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Bruce Cuff, House District 17 candidate. And just talking about education, the couple things that guy left off the list, which I'm sure they didn't want to talk about, was their allegiance to parents, their allegiance to their, to Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, that's the number one thing they're trying to break, is that connection between parents and, you know, their traditional values, you know, their relationship with God. They're trying to break that. Speaking of education, though, Western Liberty Network is having a training session tomorrow. I'm headed up there tonight, and they're having a get-together tonight. But all day tomorrow, they're going to train people on how to effectively do just what you're talking about, persuade people and being actively involved. So I believe you're going to be there. I don't know. But anyway, I'll just get off here and listen. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Bruce. That is correct. Western Liberty Network is having a training all day with some great speakers, including one that a Russian, the guy that used to that defected, very highly placed, worked for Putin. That's going to be interesting. Anyway, yeah, I am. They have an event tonight, and then it's an all-day training tomorrow. I am teaching two classes, one of them about, so you want to be a candidate, huh? Yeah, I'll be expounding upon that. Things you need to think about if you want to serve, and I hope you do, if you want to serve others in public service. That's tomorrow. Check them out. WesternLibertyNetwork.org is their website, WesternLibertyNetwork.org. Let's see here. Emails. Lee wrote me an email. I got to read this one real quick, and then I'll get back to the other email. Lee writes, give it to him. Okay, he writes. So they want additional taxes. Go ahead, give it to them. Since they feel they the need, they can pay for it. Since they can write eloquent crap, the new taxes should be written that all the registered Democrats and non-registered people are subject to these taxes. Seems totally fair, doesn't it? Yeah, it does to me. You know what? If you want new taxes, the bill should just apply to you. How do you think that would work out? How many of these liberal-leaning, liberal-voting voters would actually say, yeah, raise my taxes, please? If you gave them the choice, probably not many of them. So this state employee writes me an email here. Starts it by saying, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Who said that? Joseph Goebbels. That was Adolf Hitler's propaganda guy. So this person writes, but in our society today, where people listen with their hearts and think with their feelings, there is another important factor that causes people to believe the lies told by the regressive totalitarian Marxist. It has to do with repeatedly delivering a lie with passion, with emotion, and with urgency. Sort of like to cause fear about things like, oh, man-made climate change and the end of the world. Many distracted and uninformed people around us believe the varied and continuous lies of the regressives because they communicate their lies to shape people's hearts and thus control their minds and their votes. They use emotion, passion, and desperate and fabricated scenarios to gain power and control over others. Conservatives have the truth. If they know how, can offer a message of hope, but few will listen to their message if it is not repeatedly delivered with truth-inspired passion, energetic optimism, and emotion to shape people's hearts and capture their aspirations and move them to action with a message of hope. So regressives lie. But here's the real question. Are conservatives going to learn to combat the regressives' lies with equally passionate, inspirational, and positive messages of hope so people can learn and act on truth? So that leads me to the point of, is hope a more motivating human emotion over fear? What do you think? 503-589-1220. How would you deliver a message against all of these six new taxes that the Democrats are proposing for the upcoming February short session? Six new taxes, one of them huge, that's economy destroying to the state, that makes us more like California. How would you deliver them with passion, with emotion, that shapes people's hearts? Do you deliver a message opposing it in a negative way or a hopeful way? What you would need to do is each one of these new taxes, you would need to tell a story about how they impact people's lives. You got to tell the story emotionally, and you got to do it with some passion. Take the 20% hotel tax increase. Well, you know, most people would say, well, that's just for people coming to Oregon. You know, that's just for travelers. You know, they're not going to notice a 20% hotel tax increase. Life is good. That's always the message. But what about a car sales tax increase? Especially the 1% tax on your electric bill to subsidize a rich person's Tesla? How would you deliver that in a campaign ad? That message. Negative or positive? With emotion? With passion? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It is Freedom Friday. This is your last opportunity, this week anyway, to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So with all of these six new taxes that are being proposed in this upcoming legislative session in February, first of all, not a single Republican should vote for them. And every Republican who opposes it should stand up and tell an emotional story from a constituent. That means they need to go out and find the constituent. You want to talk about raising your cost of living? Imagine imposing a 1% tax on your electric bill to pay for a rich person's Tesla. You know, that's sort of using class warfare. So what you would do is you would find that single mom who's working for the state of Oregon, maybe just got hired, maybe, you know, working at a job that pays, you know, $35,000, $40,000 a year, which is barely getting by, right? Why don't you use that person as an example in an emotional floor speech? And then it gets talked about. Maybe there's an ad campaign that Republicans bring forward. Digital ad, emotional stories, talking about how, I mean, add that to the home sales tax. Now it's going to make affordable housing even more unaffordable because it raises the cost. A construction tax, statewide system development charge for apartments. How is that going to make more affordable housing available? It isn't. A mattress bed tax. Now, that ought to get people's attention, right? Again, you go back to the single mom who's just struggling to get by. And now you got to pay for mattresses for my kids? Unbelievable, folks. And then you hit them with the carbon tax, 72% gas tax increase, 11% utility rate increase. For what? To make no difference, really no difference in any real emissions that are of anything like greenhouse gases. It makes virtually no difference at all in the entire amount of in the world. It's stunning. You would use these examples using an emotional story. Rural people, log truck drivers, farmers, tell that story. Do it emotionally. That's what we're going to do on February 6th, and I'm going to urge you to come and join us. I'll be broadcasting this show live all day. I'll do the show from 6 to 7 from the steps of the Capitol. And then at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour, every hour till 2 o'clock, I'm going to have guests on, legislators, ordinary folks, Timber Unity people, and others that are there to support them. Would love to meet you. More importantly, would love to put you on the air if I can. Talk about why you're there supporting them. You know what? Republicans' only way around this stuff is to just leave, not allow them to vote at all. Now, the first week of the session, I'm going to tell you in a moment what you can expect in week number one. But I want to remind you that Righteous Renovations is one of our newer sponsors. And you know, in this day and age, there's an awful lot of contractors out there, and they're all busy. But some of them are better than others. Some of them are willing to stand behind their work especially if you're doing like a remodel, well, you ought to consider Righteous Renovations LLC. Go to their website, righteousrenovations.com. Eric Azor is the owner. Now, if anybody is gutsy enough to put the word righteous, because he's a man of faith, put the word righteous in the name of their company, man, they're setting a high bar for themselves to meet. I kind of like that. Maybe you should like it too. Maybe you should call them. 503-341-3816. That's Eric Azor, 503-341-3816. You need a new deck? You need a bathroom or a kitchen remodel? Eric can help you get it done. Go to their website, righteousrenovations.com, or give him a call. 503-341-3816. All right, here's what's going to happen. First week of the session, Monday, February the 3rd. These are some of the bigger bills. The Senate Committee on Wildlife Reduction and Recovery. This is Kate Brown's $200 million buy-off to try to get Republicans in the Senate to not walk out of the legislature. That's going to be on Monday. Tuesday, the Senate Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. Tuesdays, 3 p.m., cap and trade. Wednesday, February 5th, 8:30 in the morning, general government and emergency and preparedness. Again, this is the statewide shake alert program. And then on the 6th, the day we're going to be there with Timber Unity, of course, a 3 o'clock committee on House Committee on Healthcare, where they're going to talk about capping the price of insulin. And then February 7th, 1 p.m., House Committee on Judiciary. This is the gun storage, back your gun take away from you bill. All that coming up. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, go. You got about a minute and a half.
Hi. I always feel like the best way to tie Democrats to their policies is to continually bring up their connection to destroying black people and through Jim Crow. And the Jim Crow laws were designed to keep people, black people, from owning land, owning any of the things that made life interesting, and to make them powerless to be able to be killed at will. And the Jim Crow was designed to make black people essentially slaves. And I don't think that this is any different. That's the goal. It's essentially to make us be a society like that they ran in the South when the Democrats controlled the South. And Democrats continually want to get away from that picture of themselves. They want to teach us that the Republicans are the ones, or the general American public, are the ones that are the evil people, and that they are the rescuers. And that because of all,
well, good for you, Rebecca, because you know what? Most people don't know that stuff. Thanks so much. All right, friends, thanks for listening. Make it a blessed weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. I'll see you on Monday.